Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brad Blank's checking in. It is the final week for Alex Trebek on Jeopardy. He recorded these episodes before he passed away. We got tonight and tomorrow night. Brad caught up with the biggest money winner in Jeopardy history. How'd this happen, Brad?
Well, yeah, I remember about 18 months ago, I was out in Los Angeles, and I was just looking for a place to have a beer and watch the NBA finals in a pub. And I ended up sitting down and slowly drinking about 10 beers, and I was in the middle of a Jeopardy, you know, secret society. It was where Jeopardy winners go to do their trivia night on a weekly basis. It was the O'Brien's pub in Santa Monica. Do you remember that, Scott?
Yeah, I remember. you didn't know this was the home of this Jeopardy trivia night.
No.
And you're right in the middle of it, and you're, I don't know if, I think you might be exaggerating a little bit with the 10 beers.
Yeah, right.
Like under exaggerating or exaggerating over?
You might be over exaggerating a bit,
right.
but you're not in the shape you once were.
No,
let's put it
right.
That way,
yeah.
When it comes
yeah,
to good, consumption.
Good yeah, thank but you. But yeah, it was wonderful, and I made friends with this guy, Rutter, and it was amazing that I figured, while I'm sitting there half sort of tipsy, I figured out that he was the greatest winner of Jeopardy earnings of all time, and. Anyway, he's got a new show tonight, The Chase. I think this is something Paddy would sit around and watch.
Okay.
It's on ABC tonight at 9 p.m. and he's on with his nemesis Ken Jennings and James Holzhauer.
Now, is this a new game show that's going to be on for a long time?
Yeah, well, I don't know, long time. It's going to be in prime time.
Prime time, maybe not long time. Well,
you know, I remember this, Patty. It's funny because Brad just wandered into the bar and
right.
He didn't know. And he's talking to one of the bartender. And I don't know, Brad was just talking at that time.
Well, I was angry. They would change the chat. They turned the audio down of the NBA finals. I wanted to
That's
listen
what
to
it was. Yeah. You were there. You were watching the NBA finals and they turned the chat. And said, what are you doing? And the guy said to you, and he said, well, this is the big trivia bar. Everybody comes here for, was it Wednesday night?
That's right, Wednesday night. Yeah, it's Santa Monica. Yeah.
And then he said, and Brad says, well, what's that got to do with, turning the channel? He said, well, we have a lot of famous trivia experts in here. Right over there is Brad Rutter, the nut. What? And Brad goes, what? Right over where? He couldn't believe he stumbled into it.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So anyway, let's find out what Brad's got to say about this show. Here's Brad and Rutter.
How are you, buddy?
Good. It's Aussie Brad and American Brad back together again.
That's right. You're a bit smarter than me. You really hosed me that night at O'Brien's pub.
Well, that is a tough thing to walk into sight unseen. I can only imagine your surprise at the level of competition in there.
Yeah, I just went there like at 5 p.m. just to have a beer and watch some basketball, and all of a sudden I'm involved in a Jeopardy secret society.
Yeah, we have a nice little thing going over there.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, The Chase, can you break this show down for me? I love the fact that you're back with your buddies, Ken and James, and you're the guys hunting people that are non-superstar trivia buffs.
Yeah, that's basically it. That's the elevator pitch. We should hire you. It's a team of three contestants goes up against one of us in a show to potentially take home some big money. So, and our job is to eliminate them and send them home with nothing.
And how's your relationship with Ken going? Ken Jennings.
Good. Yeah, I mean, we've known each other for 15 years now, which is a little scary. And in case anybody is wondering about the Twitter quote-unquote beef, that's all jokes. You know, we're friends, actually. So, you know, it's fun to sort of come off the top rope and blast each other.
How would you tease Ken Jennings? Like, what sort of talking smack to him? How would that look?
Oh, wow. It's like all of a sudden you beat me once out of four times and now you're the GOAT. Come on.
Well, you know, on that thing, that was unbelievable, that, you know, Jeopardy, greatest of all time. In some ways, it could be one of the last great TV moments.
Yeah, that was the thing that was really impressive about it was I thought it would be big. But it was sort of the biggest show on TV that week, and it was a kind of a water cooler show, which, I mean, we don't really have anymore. I think that it also, you know, rolls back into people just wanting to spend some time with Alex, which that's why I was excited to be on it. You know, unfortunately, we knew that he wasn't going to be around forever at that point. And, you know, any chance you could get to hang out with him was, hey, I'm there immediately.
How do you go this week watching these final shows?
It's been hard to watch, honestly. It's so sad. And, you know, we're sort of in that weird limbo where, you know, he's gone, but he still exists on TV. And it's almost like it's going to hit me again on Friday. So, yeah, it's pretty somber for me. I'm kind of just watching by myself and sort of with my memories, I guess.
R.I.P. Alex Trebek, a great man.
He was the best. Great talking to you again, Brad.
Yeah, see you, mate. Bye, buddy.
Whew. Wow. I'll tell you one thing, Brad. Rutter ought to be, they ought to give him a tryout.
I know, yeah, right? He's really articulate.
Did you think that when you listened to him?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. What a voice. Good idea. He's just so smart, and every sentence he cares, there's some caring in there, some empathy in how he talks.
Brad, have you ever seen the British version of The Chase, the one
no,
with that
I haven't.
Guy
I
Mark
haven't.
Lebette? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That guy, they call him the Beast. And it's one guy who takes on all the questions. He's unbelievable. So they're using, what, they have the three guys, right, going up to try and answer the questions. But, yeah, no, that's a huge show over there.
Brad, I'll tell you what, I think Brad Rutter's got a better personality than Ken Jennings. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize they're both goats. You know, you think
I bet,
I
bet they'll give him a shot.
When I hear the word goat, I think of Tom Brady, greatest of all time, that kind of thing. And
that's right.
These guys are also goats, too. So, yeah. All right, well, Brad, great job.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And tonight there's going to be a nice tribute to Alex Trebek as well at the beginning of this TV show, The Chase, on ABC at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. tonight, The Chase. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.